Happy Friday, unless you're listening to this not on Friday, in which case I hope you had a happy Friday in the past, and that your next Friday, whenever it may arrive, is equally, if not more, happy. I think I've covered all I need to cover in the intro, which means it's time for a theme song. See, you thought that's where I was going to play the theme song, but sometimes I like to subvert
Your daily Lex.
That reminds me a little bit of my voicemail. I'm sure I've talked about this on the show in the many, many episodes predating this one. But my voicemail in college for a long time was, you want to leave a message for Lex? What the f-? And then the beep would come and I would get so many voicemails where the start was people laughing because it was funny. It sounded like it was a censoring beep, but it was of course the it's time to record your message beep. I know we leave fewer and fewer voicemails as a society, which is good. It blows my mind that people still give you instructions on what to do. I don't mind if like a medical office is saying, hey, you know, leave your name and birth date and insurance, whatever. But when people are like, leave your message at the tone, like we know how this works. We've done it. This reminds me, I need to call a doctor's office again right now because they never called me back. So I will be back instantly for you, but in several minutes for me. In case you're wondering, once again, that doctor's office didn't answer. I have followed all their instructions on what voicemail to leave there. So they better call me back because it's annoying. Speaking of annoying things, for whatever it's worth, I think when justice is delivered to bad people who do bad things, we should celebrate. I understand that, you know, in a recent verdict where somebody was, you know, convicted on 34 different felony charges, that maybe there won't be a dramatic punishment. Maybe that person will only serve parole or will merely have to pay a fine or could even still get reelected to, president. It's still nice to see justice being done. Particularly, I think it's especially wonderful to see that justice can be done when it's a former president. You know, idiots like Elon Musk posted things on X like, if they can do this to former President Trump, they can do this to you. And yeah, that's exactly right. And the other way around. Criminals can be convicted of their crimes. It's cool. We should enjoy it. But I had so many friends who were supportive of the verdict, but chose to find no happiness in it whatsoever. Like, yeah, but nothing will happen. Or, you know, probably make his poll numbers go up. First of all, I don't think it will. But regardless, justice was delivered by some smart New Yorkers, it sounds like. And that was not a slam dunk. When you do the math on the number of votes that went Trump's way versus Biden's way in the most recent presidential election, statistically, there should have been at least one to two Trump supporters on that jury. And like 1.7 or something like that, if I'm doing the math right, which I might not be. But they were swayed by evidence. That jury, and it was honestly, the odds were probably even worse given that, you know, if you were a person who declared that you hated Trump during the voir dire, then you were kicked off the jury ahead of time. So I don't know. I think we should be happy when, you know, the court system gets something right. So I am. I do love that I have my own app. Many of you nerds know about Carrot Weather and how that developer can update the messages at the top of the app. And I did emulate that a bit when I launched Lex Games, Lex.Games, Lex's Games, call it whatever you want. And I appreciated that I could have some topical messages there. And I did worry, boy, will I offend some percentage of my audience who doesn't, you know, celebrate guilty verdicts for guilty people. But I said, it's my app. I can do whatever I want. And I got a rash of subscriptions after I did it. So, whoever I offended, if anyone, it did not seem to affect app adoption or usage. My numbers were strong yesterday, and I had more subscriptions than usual, more paid subscriptions than usual. So it's all good. It is hard to figure out when to change those messages and how often and how frequently, because people launch the app once, maybe twice a day most of the time. So how frequently can you change it? Anyway, I don't know. It's a fun thing to think about. Yesterday, during this podcast recording session, I proposed what I thought might be the solution to a bug that was afflicting collections, and I was indeed correct. It was a caching bug. I have fixed the caching bug, and caching bugs are stupid. Anyway, this episode was all over the place, and I had no idea that I was going to be talking about Trump, but there you go. That's what happens sometimes when you press record and you have nothing planned. Anyway, I hope you have a wonderful weekend if, like I said, you're listening to this at the right time. Otherwise, I hope you don't have a wonderful weekend because it's another weekend. But seriously, you're the best. I will be traveling next week, and I have no idea what, if anything, will happen for this podcast during that time. So stay tuned, I guess. We'll all find out together.
Lex.
Subverting expectations.